Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Building partnerships, that's what the Kentucky Corn Growers Association is doing as a sponsor for the Kentucky-Tennessee Crappie Master Tournament, May 13 and 14 on Kentucky Lake and Barclay. Adam Andrews with the Kentucky Corn Growers Association says it's part of a larger effort reaching out to several constituencies to explain the economic and environmental benefits of using ethanol in a variety of engines.
We need to educate these folks, boat owners, educate motorcycle owners, educate small engine owners, everybody that uses ethanol seasonally in their toys, in their babies. The motorcycle is some of the most important hobbies that they have, and we want these folks to understand that ethanol is safe to use if they follow the manufacturer's instructions and their owner's manual, all of which warranty for ethanol blends up to E10, some warranty for E15 and beyond.
Andrew says there is still some misinformation floating around about ethanol blends. This latest connection with Crappie Masters is just one piece of the puzzle in clearing up misunderstandings. He says an ongoing effort.
We've got E85 cars, E85 Corvettes, and an E85 Cobra that Kentucky Corn Growers has that we take to classic car shows.
Back to their Crappie Master partnership, he notes that in case of small marine engines, he says all major marine manufacturers approve an E10 blend in their warranty literature. We'll be right back.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
We're back with Kentucky Corn Grower Association's Adam Andrews on their co-sponsorship of the May 13-14 Kentucky-Tennessee Crappie Masters Tournament on Kentucky Lake and Barclay. Last year, the Missouri corn growers did a similar sponsorship in their state. Andrews says all of the winning anglers there used E10 last year, and they want to get that word out.
When they leave their garage, they've got 500 miles to go to the next fishing tournament, and they can't stop and look for ethanol-free gas and things like that, so they fill their boat tanks up when they fill their truck tanks up. And after the fourth or fifth tank, they started to realize, you know, we don't start to have problems. I wonder if there's something fishy about all these rumors with ethanol. They've used ethanol religiously, and they have no problem with it.
Learn more online at ethanol.kybiofuels.info. That's ethanol.kybiofuels.info. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.